Okay, we're going to talk fundraising and cycling. I'm not talking about cycle around a park or a cycle around a city. We're looking at a cycle around the UK. It's an endurance challenge, possibly even a record-breaking challenge, and it's a fundraiser for RNIB and Save the Children. Gavin Towers is undertaking the cycle. This is quite a challenge to cycle around the UK. What was the inspiration for it? Why decide on this?
Yeah, it's an epic. There's no doubt about it. 4,802 miles is the distance we need to cover in under 22 days, which is the current record. So that's an average of 230 miles a day. There was a few motivators for me. One was to challenge myself, for sure, to encourage me to step outside and push my body, but also to start to engage with my eye condition. And I'm learning to live with it, and I'm learning to adapt. And be more comfortable telling other people about it. But really, this was about me coming to terms with my eye condition, accepting that I need support and I need help, but also that I'm still capable and able to do things with the right support and the right conditions around me. So it's a big undertaking, but it's something I'm really looking forward to.
Does the sight loss conditioning present a challenge for some of the cycling? Because I'm assuming you're going to be sort of in all weathers, maybe night and day, with different light changing conditions and things like that.
Absolutely, yeah. We factored in as many of the knowns as we possibly can, the distance, the geography of the rides, the route that we're taking, knowing that there's going to be a support rider there when we're going through the towns and the cities where we expect potential complications. But as anyone with RP or an eye condition of any sort knows, there's just other day-to-day challenges that you encounter. Then if you take that out onto the road and onto a bike and into more of a public environment, those instances can increase. So what I have is like tunnel vision, blurry around the edges. And on a good day, my acuity's good. I heard somebody yesterday describe, you can see a pencil at distance, but you'll fall over an elephant getting there. And that's a fairly good analysis of my eye condition on a good day. Also, I have flashing lights, floaters. Some days, my eyes is just total blur and I can't really do anything. So there are a lot of things to consider on a day to day. We're taking this, like say, onto the road, and we're going to have to factor those conditions in. We're looking at being in the saddle between 16 and 18 hours a day. That's a long time in itself. And then the kind of, the physical demand that cycling that amount places on the body, there's an uncertainty there. I don't know exactly how that will affect my eyes. But we've got a good team around us, and I feel really buoyed by it. I feel you're well supported. I've done a lot of training, I think it's fair to say. I feel strong, I feel happy, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
I've cycled on a tandem from Glasgow to Edinburgh, and that was 50 miles. I think that took me 4.5 hours. That's to go around the whole of the UK is phenomenal, and you're looking to raise money as well.
One of the most important things about this really is to raise awareness, and it's to raise awareness about different people, different challenges, different physical or eye conditions, trying to create a compassion really, and understanding that, we all live our lives on a day-to-day basis. We experience different things. Some of those are wonderful, some of those are challenging. RNIB were the place I went to for support at the very beginning when I first was diagnosed. I'd known there was something amiss or not quite right with my eyesight, but I'd always assumed I just need to work harder, be more diligent, pay more attention, those kind of standard tropes. And it helped inform my perspective. It made me feel more comfortable or a little bit more accepting. But again, it wasn't something I really wanted to engage with. I was just like, carry on. But the work that RNIB are doing is fundamental and really important. And I thought if I was doing a challenge like this, then I really needed to try and make a difference where I could. And both RNIB and Save the Children are working with people and in places that we would all like to help and we'd all like to be supportive, but we don't always have the opportunity. And I think, as you've said, a ride of this magnitude or an undertaking like this hopefully makes people stop and think for a moment. Another celebration, if you like, of this ride is actually getting to move around the country. We'll meet different people, we'll go to different places. And all the while, we're trying to break a record, which, as amazing as this undertaking is, if you were to assess it on its merits, a 44-year-old person with a degenerative eye condition trying to break a record that's stood for the last 36 years, I think it is, there'll be a lot of people who think that's impossible. But we're trying to prove that impossible is possible. You know, we're dedicated to this and excited and happy to be doing it.
It's not just a record attempt, it's an endurance record. And hopefully we can follow you through this as well. How do you train for something like that?
People have come and offered their support or have been recommended. So I got a good cycling coach who gave me a training plan. And that was a mixture between cycling on a smart trainer at home and also cycling on the road. So it's really a mixed bag. I'd say maybe 20 hours a week or there or thereabouts on the bike. So not too much, but certainly enough to place significant demands on the body and mind. Remained injury free, which has been great. And you're trying to balance constantly, you know, family life, work life, and training. So the on the bike stuff, I've been trying to stay kind of healthy with Pilates and yoga and Tai Chi and meditation. And then obviously thinking about what you eat and drink. So no alcohol, no caffeine, and just trying to eat kind of sensibly or cleanly.
Is there a way, Gavin, that people can follow your progress, or if you'd like to make a donation, what's the best way to do that?
I've got a website, which is gavintowerscycling.com. And there's a Virgin Money giving page as well. So if people go onto that page and look for Gavin Towers, they'll see the British Coastline record attempt, and then they can donate to RNIB or Save the Children. People can find me on Instagram at Gavin T Towers and just give us some positive messages of support, or, you know, if they've got anything that they kind of want to ask or want to feed into what we're doing, then, you know, we're all ears. We're really open to support and questions and anything anybody has to say.
Gavin, we hope to chat with you during the ride and at the end as well, when I'm sure you will break the record. Our fingers are crossed. In the meantime, though, thank you for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan. Much appreciated.